This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sharon Brody, in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
There's reaction today to a startling report from the Office of the State Auditor about who receives welfare in Massachusetts. In case you missed it, State Auditor Suzanne Bump has identified more than 1,100 welfare recipients in the Commonwealth who are dead. If true, it means somebody or some people have fraudulently pocketed almost $2.4 million in state benefits.
The auditor also raises concerns about another $15 million in suspicious transactions over the past 2 years involving electronic benefit cards that were used outside of Massachusetts. And this isn't the first time these issues have come to light. Last January, Daniel J. Curley, the Commissioner of Transitional Assistance, resigned after his agency failed to verify the eligibility of recipients, possibly costing the state some $25 million.
But there are critics of the latest report from the state auditor who say it exaggerates the problem. Joining us now is the interim commissioner for the Department of Transitional Assistance, Stacey Monahan. And Stacey Monahan, good to have you. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Let's talk about these numbers. Suzanne Bump finds 1,160 recipients receiving welfare assistance were either dead or using a deceased person's Social Security number. What's your response to these findings?
Well, I appreciate the work of the state auditor, and we're committed to working closely with the auditor's office as well as with the Office of the Inspector General, who released a report with similar findings earlier this year. What I've asked for is the list of the 1,164 cases that are mentioned in the audit so that we can go through and do a very thorough analysis. The auditor's office did provide us with identifying information for 178 of those cases. And we went through and did an analysis of those cases. There were 13 duplicate entries on that list, so that left us with 165 cases to review. 54 of those cases we had already closed. What we found was 79 people on that list that were cited as deceased were, in fact, not deceased. Mm. And we took action on 32 cases as a result of this number, the 178 number, and 17 of those cases were identified as guardians receiving benefits on behalf of deceased individuals, and those cases have been closed already.
Okay.
So the department's committed to taking very, very swift action as soon as we have the information. So it's critical for me to get the list of 1,164.
Let me ask you about another sort of broad conclusion from the auditor's report. Concerns about another $15 million in suspicious transactions over the past 2 years involving electronic benefit cards that were used well outside of Massachusetts, sometimes as far away as places like Alaska, for example. Does that point to a problem that you need to be concerned with?
So $1 of fraud is too much fraud for me, and we're committed to improving all of our systems to really restore credibility of this agency and to make sure that taxpayers know that their money is being used effectively. And really, our department serves 1 in 8 people in the Commonwealth. So we serve the most needy people at a time in their life where they need some help to make their most basic needs met. The $15.5 million that is referenced, those are fraud indicator reports. And so those point to things like whole dollar transactions, which can be a sign of SNAP trafficking. So that's one tool in the tool belt that we should be utilizing to ensure that every dollar is spent appropriately.
Mm.
We are now using those reports since I started 15 weeks ago. We've started using them, and we're committed to working with the auditor. She has a division called the Bureau of Special Investigations that we're partnering with, and they're actually offering us some data analysis help to help us comb through these very dense reports and make sure that we're targeting our investigations on the places that are the most vulnerable for abuse.
Well, as we mentioned, the Department of Transitional Assistance has had some problems that go back a while. You've been on the job for just around 15 weeks after your predecessor, Daniel Curley, was forced to resign in January. Do you feel that you are turning this situation around? Because the state auditor, just looking in a quote in the Globe, she says the most frustrating finding is that we were able to identify so many patterns of activity that could have raised suspicions but did not.
So I was appointed by Governor Patrick and Secretary Polonowicz, and they gave me a mandate to do a top-to-bottom review of the agency and to make any changes that were necessary. In March, we released a 100-day action plan, and we just last week released an update. We're sort of at the midterm of that plan, and we released an update. And it shows that we've implemented 10 of these initiatives already, either schedule or ahead of schedule, and we're on schedule to fulfill the rest of these initiatives. And they're important things like a weekly match with the Department of Correction. Previously, the department did a quarterly match, so there could potentially be some lag time from the time someone's incarcerated until the time the department was made aware of it. Now we do a direct match with the Department of Correction. We close those cases automatically if it's a single household, and we reduce the benefit amount if it's a family assistance unit to reflect that one person isn't in the home anymore. So these are real things that taxpayers can start to see, that the benefits are only going to those that are eligible, and that we take this job really seriously. And I look at this 100-day plan as phase one of the turnaround of the Department of Transitional Assistance.
All right. Well, Stacey Mon, it'd be good to have you at the end of this 100-day plan and talk to you about how things are going. Maybe you'll agree to come back on the program then.
I would absolutely love that.
All right. Stacey Monahan is the interim commissioner for the Department of Transitional Assistance, the state agency that oversees public assistance for the state's low-income families and individuals. If you want to look at the numbers yourself, we have a link to the auditor's report at radioboston.org.